In a study completed by the national nonprofit Families USA, researchers determined that families buying health insurance would pay far more under Mitt Romney's proposals than President Obama's signature health care law by 2016, the last year of the next elected president's term. Dr. Ron Pollack, executive director of Families USA, gives the numbers based on the estimated out-of-pocket expense for health care premiums under Obama's Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act versus Mitt Romney's proposals on the campaign trail.
Families will be paying out-of-pocket under Obamacare in 2016, $5,985. Under Romney candidate care, they would be paying almost twice as much. It is $11,481 in 2016. It's a 92% difference.
The numbers for the so-called Romney candidate care are based on Mitt Romney's pledge to repeal the president's health care law and put in place a block grant program to support Medicare and Medicaid, advocated by running mate Paul Ryan and voted on by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives in their budget. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, depends on the individual mandate, which requires all citizens to purchase health care or pay a penalty tax, similar to the health care reform law signed by Mitt Romney as governor of Massachusetts in 2006. Dr. Pollack explained that if nothing were to be done between now and 2016, 56 million Americans will be uninsured. Families USA estimated that under Obamacare, that number will lessen by 30.7 million becoming insured, while under Romney candidate care, 11.2 million more Americans will be uninsured at 67.2 million. The report also compared Obamacare and the original 2006 Romney care, which was described as a difference of day and night between Romney candidate care. Between Obama's plan and Romney's first plan, researchers determined strong similarities. Both plans are based on what Dr. Jonathan Gruber, a professor of mathematics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, calls the three-legged stool.
The Affordable Care Act has the same three-legged stool, the same approach of reforming insurance markets, having an individual mandate, and subsidies to make insurance affordable.
However, Dr. Gruber says that they are not identical, mainly in how far the laws extend tax credits to assist low-income families in purchasing health insurance.
Romney Care, our Massachusetts law, goes only to three times the poverty line, whereas Obamacare extends tax credits up to four times the poverty line. On the other hand, Romney Care is much more generous to low-income families than is Obamacare. In the sense that if you take, say, a family at like three times the poverty line, under Romney Care, they'd only pay about 5% of their income in premiums, whereas in Obamacare, it's almost 10%.
Gruber said that if every state adopted a law identical to the Massachusetts health care reform law passed in 2006 instead of Obamacare, the differences would be negligible. Dr. Stuart Altman, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare in the Nixon administration and chair of the Prospective Payment Assessment Commission under Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, compared the future of Medicare and Medicaid under Obamacare and Romney candidate care. He said that under Obamacare, seniors and people with disabilities receive free preventative care, including annual checkups, mammograms, and colonoscopies. If Romney repeals the national health care law, 25.7 million Americans enrolled in Medicare would no longer have those free benefits. Obamacare also closes the so-called donut hole gap in prescription drug coverage for seniors, giving many 50% discounts on brand-name drugs by 2020. Romney candidate care would reopen the gap, costing an average of $613 for the typical beneficiary. Dr. Altman spoke against the assumption that many politicians are making about President Obama taking billions from Medicare and Medicaid to fund his health program.
This criticism is flat out untrue. You should understand that in the budget passed by the House of Representatives, supported and built upon the Congressman Ryan, they already take all the same cuts that are in the Health Care Reform Act, plus cut the $800 billion. So what I'm talking about and what we've included in this model are, in fact, numbers that have been put forth and were passed by the House of Representatives.
The Romney-Ryan plan includes replacing the current Medicare and Medicaid system with a block grant proposal that would reduce federal spending on the programs by $800 billion over 10 years. To make up for the lack of money that states receive, Dr. Altman said that Romney candidate care suggests making state programs more efficient to cover the gaps in care and coverage. He says that's just unfeasible.
There is no way the states can bring about so-called efficiencies to cover $800 billion without actual real cutbacks in both eligibility and payments to healthcare institutions.
Dr. Altman also said that Romney candidate care would have a negative impact on the quality of care that Americans would receive under Medicare and Medicaid. A link to the full report, Obamacare versus Romney Care versus Romney Candidate Care, is available on our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.